Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, brothers and our sisters from any corner of this magnificent blue orb that we are at this time just celebrating the liberation of humanity to the light, even though it doesn't look like it. Welcome on April 30th, 2016, 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 10 p.m. Midwest, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, brothers and sisters. There's so much going on. Our lives begin to end, and the day we become silent about things that matter. Okay. That was said by our brother Martin Luther King. This is the time to really step on our, you know, ideals and our hearts to really, you know, stand for what you care for your family, for your loved ones. Not just going to work and, you know, bringing, you know, food on the table, but also to in this case, voting for Bernie Sanders is more important than anything that you can imagine. Right now, there's so much at stake right now. You know, the struggle for complete control of your world has never been greater than it is now. The web of control has ordered its minions to ensure the masses do as they are told. The elimination of the white race and it's openly happening all around you. I'll tell you that you cannot afford to ignore the many indications of this. You must preserve and protect your race. Look at what is happening in Europe in order to understand what the this channeler was trying to communicate and to draw into your attention. The control center is showing its hand as time is fast running out for them to gain control of the earth because of the work that is being carried out by the human resonance, which is rising every day. We can play more about the human resonance. But as soon those in the cabal, you know, will find themselves totally exposed and at the mercy of the masses. Yeah? So really, it is the time for truth. It's coming out, Christ. I'm telling you, you can feel it's coming out from the Christ inside of you. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It don't matter. My religion is only love. L-O-V-E. That's it. And a lot of my brothers and sisters that agree with me, we are just for the collective and for the entire, you know, humanity. We live not just for ourselves, but also for the masses and to the benefit and the survival of the masses. Well, you know, prayer warriors like that I am at your service, like myself and many others. They pray every single day for humanity. I do that, guys, every single day. A different mostly, you can meet me at 11 a.m. and or p.m. Every day, meditating. You can also, you know, if you want to, you know, meditate, you know, together, meet me there, 11 a.m. and or p.m. Or also find us there in Facebook, there's a group recently created for that, and people that want to start, you know, from scratch, not advanced at all, it's just the basics. We have from basics all the way down, you know, how advanced you want to do it. But, you know, you can look for a meditation for revolution, I believe, for Bernie. And we have, you know, also Bernie News. You can look for, you know, Bernie News. You can look for light workers for Bernie, you know, Facebook light workers for Bernie. And as well as Full Disclosure Project is happening. It's happening, guys. It's we're in the middle of it. We are on the immense. I cannot even describe it with words, but I can tell you what I feel. I feel like this awesome feeling. Breathe. You know, soon those in the cabal will find themselves totally exposed and at the mercy of the masses that they have tried to destroy. Yeah, you know, it's been told that they have plans to depopulate entire world from 7.5 million, you know, billion souls to like half a billion slaves, okay, through a number of mechanisms that they're using, including, you know, chemtrailing. You know, there was an article going around about NASA, you know, agreeing on doing that, you know, to the masses as testing. They're just going to test how this, you know, a kind of chemical is going to affect this city or doesn't. They do it in major cities. They said that they even do it in San Francisco when all those fogs, you know, that you see very thick fogs, is like literally chemical. Do it all over the world. This is all over the world. This is a worldwide thing. This is one group that it's like an octopus that is everywhere, but you know we'll get there. So basically, the work you do each day, you know, with your meditation, has exposed just how the control system operated. It was successful for the sleeping masses, but not anymore. As the masses are waking up, just increasing the light in your world. All those in power are doing all within their means to hold you in servitude to the dark cabal, including, you know, the people that this Hillary Clinton serves, you know, the dark cabal, you know what I mean? As well as many others in Congress and in every government all over the world. It's a worldwide thing. It's one octopus that is, you know, penetrating every industry, every government, you name it. You name it, they're there. They're everywhere. But guess what? They're losing their power, you know, big time. They already don't have not even 10% of the power that they had, you know, a year ago. In 1 year, they have lost 90% of the power. They still have some. But our, you know, brothers from the light, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters, they're risking their lives to save humanity, okay? So good, guys, and everything is according to the divine plan. Everything is put in our path for a reason. Like, for instance, this brother, you know, Prince, the brother so-called, you know, Prince, right? With his purple rain, you see that purple rain everywhere, and that is what I want you to remember, that song, because that is going to bring you protection, clearing, is going to help you go higher, you know, with the purple light, the purple rain, you know, you visualize all of that. Close your feet, fine. Just breathe. Just breathe. Take a deep breath and as many as you can. As many as you can handle one after another until you find peace. That's what works for me, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it's been sometimes really challenging for all of us, you know, just handle these amazing energies. They're just magnifying by the hour, okay? They're magnifying by the hour. They're not going down ever. They're magnifying by the hour, and we're going to another dimension, guys. That's the breaking news today on April 30th, 2016. I'm telling you that we are going higher by the hour. Everybody in the planet Earth, okay, not just the entire planet Earth, the entire solar system, okay, guys, the entire solar system, and not just to go that far, the entire galaxy, the entire Milky Way galaxy, okay, is going higher and higher and higher by the second, by the minute, by the hour. Okay? And guess what? Where are you located, brother and our sister? Okay? So that's what I'm talking about. You have to, right now meditation is not cool anymore, you know, it's necessary. It's for your survival. And I'm talking about like your brother, because I don't want to see you, you know, drowning all these energies. They're so magnificent. But if you're not prepared, you're just going to look at so many people are living right now. So many people are living. You can tell this, and you can notice with the famous people, you know what I mean? Because they're the ones on the news. But every day they're dying soldiers, every single day, you know, all over the world, you know what I mean? Our own, you know, American, you know, soldiers are dying every single day. They don't tell you the news, but every single day they're continually dying. They said they're not in battle in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in all these different places they have used as an excuse to put our children in the battles for no reason, for their greed, for their plans to steal their oil, even for the drugs in Afghanistan. They're there for the drugs, for the heroin. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. Since the government took over that region, the production of heroin has, you know, gone off the roof. But you know what? It's all business, right? Like Ms. Secretary Hillary Clinton said, it's all business. You know what I mean? War is business for her. For Bernie Sanders, it's not business anymore. Our brothers and sisters are dying. Our children are dying, and they don't care. These people have no heart, literally. They have no soul. A lot of them, they don't even have a soul. Okay? So, what can I tell you? It's time to really take back your control, your power back again. Take back your power. And all you have to say is not in my name. I don't agree for these people that are in power to, you know, in my name, do all these atrocities, to do all this going through all this war without any sense, but for their own greed and for their own, you know, revenges of their own, you know, filling out their pockets of oil, of, you know, gold, diamonds. They do that in Africa. For diamonds, they, you know, have done incredible, you know, damage to the people, okay, for greed. But that said, this is the time where that all that has your own research, okay? Don't believe me. Do your own research. Could you have the internet at your fingertips? Boom, boom, boom. Just Google. Who is the Illuminati? Who is the Dark Cabal? Who is, you know, the Bilderbergs? Who are they, you know, funding? Who is the, you know, the Rothschild family? You know what I mean? How come the Rothschilds are not allowed anymore in some of these countries? They're wanted all over the, you know, Europe already. You know what I mean? That's it. Some groups, believe it or not, there are still groups. There are still groups with good people in power. Okay, they are coming back and they're retaking, okay, control of many, you know, governments or very cities, city by city, taking it back. Okay, because all this dark cabal has is an octopus with tentacles everywhere, and they have taken power of everything, in every industry, in every country, in every government. Okay, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the God's truth. Okay. So do your own research and make your own decisions, brother and sister. For instance, the Obamas of your world, you know, they said they don't serve humanity, serves them themselves. I mean, all these people, you know, there's they only follow the orders of their masters within the cabal, because they're threatened as well, you know, themselves. They're scared of their own lives. They have to do whatever they say, you know what I mean? All these people have all these people threatened, you know, for their lives, for their relatives' lives, etc. The decisions that you make now will have a great impact on the earth and the future of humanity. Every day you see, you know, their plans to destroy Europe. And they try to make you feel guilty for not welcoming others into your countries. In 1925, they plan to create reasons to wage war in certain countries so they could force the so-called refugees in Europe. Finance this invasion, okay? They're creating the whole thing on both sides, like always. Like in every time, they have always financed the war in both sides, okay? They want blood. This is what these people want. So they can, and they want, you know, to sell weapons. That's another thing. You know what I mean? That's their big business. So you have enemies on earth that you have no idea about. They control everything, and they want to get rid of you, period. They want to depopulate most of humanity, to leave just like 10% left or less, just slaves. That's it. Therefore, the masses are going to fool you into trusting them. Their actions tell a totally different story. They poison the air you breathe, the food you eat, and the water you drink, as well as taking taxes from you that cause poverty for the masses. And they take the money out of the America, and they take it to their own banks in England, to their banks all over Europe, in Germany. You know, the Rothschilds, it's all the Rothschilds, the Vatican, okay? The only good one in the Vatican right now is the Pope Francis. Pope Francis, he's okay. Saint Germain is in disguise. He's another, but we'll see, you know, like they said, time will tell. But I'm telling you, in the entire Vatican, he's the only good one, more or less, you know what I mean? So things are you know, really heating up right now. So it's time for everybody that they take the facts and your feelings, you know, listen to your heart. What do you see? What do you hear? You know, religion and politics, they work together to destroy humanity. Okay? And that's what they're doing, been doing for thousands and thousands of years. Okay? I know, because I lived in another time, and I remember. Each one of you needs to ground yourself and open your eyes and ears to the truth. And stop believing the Kabbalah's propaganda tools. They're using their TV, your TV, your newspapers, even on the internet also. You know what I mean? You have to discern. You have to discern and to find reliable sources. Like myself, not to brag about it, but I'm a very reliable source. So make sure to check out, you know, AshtarSheranRadio.com. We are all1movie.com. AshtarTV.com. To our radio show. And it will be connected as well in the directory of USA.com. So it's all good and the good, guys. It's time to trust. To trust in the good God. In the good God from the heart. The one that is loving. And that is never, never, you know, never mean and it just loves us all, you know what I mean? So it's time for us, you know, everybody, we need to meditate every day. Meet me every day at 11 a.m. or p.m. your local time every day, okay? And believe in what you feel, you know, what you discern with your heart. No, don't believe anybody else. You know, don't, at this point, you don't believe it in your own, you know what I mean? Your own, you know, closest friends, or in some cases, even relatives that don't discern with your heart, you know what I mean? You have to believe only what you have researched yourself from your heart, from your own research, to know to be truth. Take responsibility for your life and stop being puppets which vote for their own demise. Bernie Sanders, that's the solution, guys. I'm telling you. That's the solution right now. To meditate like crazy and vote for Bernie Sanders. Vote for Bernie Sanders. Make sure visualize that he already won. Visualize him receiving all the, you know, all the denomination, not just for the Democratic Party, but also as a president of the United States of America and the world, because he's going to help the entire world elevate ourselves and lift us up, lift us all up with his good heart and his good ideals that really cares for people. Okay. The other thing, when you meditate, I want you to go to the ley lines, you know, visualize the ley lines being lighting up everywhere. All the, well, there's ley lines. Do some research on ley lines, on the obelisks and its fears, etc. And make sure to remove all the dark energy from the earth. Just visualize those tsunamis of love transforming the, you know, all the dark for the light, for the divine light. That's what is important. The purple, just imagine it's a tsunami of purple rain, tsunami of purple divine light, okay? That's why our brother Prince, you know, did what he did in his awareness, either he's in this dimension or not. He knows. He agreed to bring purple awareness to every brother and sister at this time. Okay? To know that it's there at your disposal. All you have to do is visualize it. Just like I asked you to visualize our brother Bernie Sanders becoming the U.S. president, of the next, you know, U.S. President. So, yes, it was clever, my dear. It was all done under your noses to hide it because they never expected for one moment that one day you will awaken and see their control, greed, and remove it. You are at war right now, in silent war. At last, you can see your enemy and all its darkness and defeat. When you stand together as humanity, supporting each other, then the cabal will cease to exist. They fight dirty battles. Their main objective is to destroy humanity and to cover the earth at all costs. Their greed knows no bounds. Again, I appeal to the people of Ireland and for the entire world to stand together and take back your power from the Vatican and the states and every country in the world, okay? Visualize the good ones taking power. In this case, in America, it's Bernie Sanders. In your country, you know who are the good ones, okay? Visualize that together, brothers and sisters. Become once again the mighty people you once were, before the Vatican sent Patrick to destroy you and all the evidence of your great past. Lead humanity to freedom. You know you can do it. You're at almost there. Ignore the pressure being put on you to conform, you know, that what the cabal dictates. Your future depends entirely on the decisions that you make right now. So stop listening to the stupid television. Throw it away. Throw your television out of the window. That's it. Go inside. That's what all the answers are, brother and sister. Call me, hire me. I'm for hire for meditations, for, you know, to help you elevate yourself at go W-E-R-W like Wall, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, L like Lola, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, E like Edward, .com. We are all one .com with an R instead of A-R-E. It's we, W-E-R-A-L-L-O-N-E. You know, and just read the updates, watch the movie, watch the movie that we make. There is about healing. It's about healing addiction and healing deep trauma, deep trauma with love. And send us a donation, please. Send us a donation. Help us continue with this work of love. We're dedicating 24/7, 360 days a year to this cause. Help this cause, brothers and sisters. Help. This is your cause. This is your revolution of love. I invite everybody to do what you do with love. No violence, only love. Okay? Only love. I want you to hear this brother here, Mark Ruffalo, in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Gonna, you know, share with you some of, from his point of view, okay, what's going on with the love-olution, okay?
And I'm Mark Ruffalo. Bernie Sanders comes to us in a moment of a crisis of credibility in the American political system. According to Gallup, less than 20% of the country trusts our government to do what's right. Rasmus reports only 11%. Likely U.S. voters think Congress is doing a good job. And what's our response to that? The citizens of the greatest democracy on earth. We check out. Only about 50% of the country votes in our presidential election. Even less vote in the midterms compared to other democracies around the world. What's happened to us?
I think people feel like they've given up on the system, and that's exactly what the bad guys want us to do. They want us to give up on the system.
It is astounding to me from a moral perspective that folks stay up nights figuring out how they can give more tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires and large corporations, and then come back and try to cut food stamps for families who are hungry, for kids who are hungry.
There's just no justice. There's nothing that means anything. You know, it doesn't mean it. You break the law, it doesn't mean anything. You hurt people, it doesn't mean anything. You steal from people, it doesn't mean anything.
I always thought, man, I wish a politician would say, I'm going to bring ExxonMobil to justice for paying millions of dollars for propaganda to lie about the environment.
There is evidence that suggests that way back in the 1970s, Exxon's scientists did studies and told the leadership of Exxon that climate change was real and potentially very, very dangerous.
Yeah, that's wrong.
When you finally hear someone who says, no, that's illegal, it does mean something, and I'm going to make sure it means something, then you have a chance.
What this campaign is about is saying loudly and clearly, it is not just about electing Bernie Sanders for president, it is about creating a grassroots political movement in this country.
There's never been a time in recent history where a presidential candidate has had more enthusiasm among the young people, showing up and donating in unprecedented numbers. This is the promise of democracy, that we can have justice and equality.
It is time to break up the largest financial institution in this country.
We can have a government that serves the people, but it takes more than one person to pick. It takes more than 50%. It takes as many as are able. And that's what this political revolution is all about. Not me, us. Bernie Sanders' campaign has sparked a fire.
I need it a awful lot. That we are in this together, not just not work. The truth is, at some level, when you hurt, when your children hurt, I hurt. I hurt. And when my kids hurt, you hurt.
That's the direction our culture and the generations coming up behind us are headed.
To this new kind of decentralized movement where we don't burn out. You don't have to carry the load all the time. I don't have to carry the load all the time. My brothers and sisters don't have to carry the load all the time. Sometimes you carry, sometimes I carry. We carry all together, and that's how we make change today.
I believe that what human nature is about is that everybody in this room can't even understand. It's beyond intellect. It's a spiritual, emotional thing.
And what I think of it is a re-lovolution instead of evolution. It's really based in a kind of love.
this is the future of the Democratic Party. We want to take care of each other.
Couldn't get in. Tried to outside. He began by telling you what the weather can say, and that is that given the realities of the economy and the political life of America today, no president, not Bernie Sanders or anybody else, is capable of dealing with the many crises that we have. The only way that we transform this country is through a political revolution. What that means is that millions of people throughout our country, many of whom, by the way, have given up on the political process. They look at Washington, they look at their state capitals, and they do not see efforts there to address the real problems they face. They say, hey, I don't want to get involved in this terrain. And young people, many of whom have never been involved in the political process, what we need to do now is to see millions of people jump into the political process and understand that when they stand up and fight back, they are very powerful people. You know, when we began this campaign almost a year ago, we had no political organization, we had no money, we had no name recognition out of Vermont, and we were considered, they understood that my hair really looked great, and that I had a cheek shoe look, which made me president, but despite all of that, they considered us to be a fringe candidate. And not only that, we were taking on and are taking on Wall Street. We're taking on corporate America. We're taking on super PACs. We're taking on the corporate media. We are taking on virtually the entire Democratic political establishment. And in the Clinton organization, we're taking on the most powerful political organization in the United States, an organization that has elected Bill Clinton twice. Hillary Clinton ran a very strong campaign in 2008. That is what we're taking on. Well, you know what? A year has come and gone. And as of today, we have now won 17 primary and caucus races. And with your help, we're going to win here in Indiana next Tuesday. We have now won 1,350 delegates to the Democratic Convention. But just a few points behind. Most importantly and most interestingly, look at the last half a dozen national matchup polls between Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. In every one of these polls, we are beating Trump badly. And we are beating him by larger margins in every instance that Secretary Clinton.
Well, so you know what's going on. Yeah, so send me a message or another donation at WERALLNE.com. Then you'll have all kinds of links where you can hear as well as go to BernieSanders.com. Then you support, they need some phone banking, they need some help. Let's win, you know, whatever that it needs to be winning. And that is that is the message of hope that it's going to happen, guys. I mean, this is we're living a very incredible time where there is multi-dimensional divine forces at work, and that is who is taking the that's the plan, guys. That you know, someone like Hillary Clinton will have to will be very soon arrested and indicted for all the numerous, like so many crimes against humanity, against the American people, and against the, you know, the earth and the mother earth and the environment. So there is the truth is all coming out. There's no one can hide about that. And I just want you to know, guys, that you are not alone, that we are not alone, that there is our brothers and sisters from all over the universe are here on planet Earth right now to let you know they are, you know, with you all, and they are here to help you, okay? But you have to help yourselves. You have to do your own work. You have to awaken yourself to know what's going on and to know that the time has come. Disclosure happened, okay? So I'll let you know. I am Ashtar at your service, WERALL. ONE.com or ashtarsheranradio.com or support our brother Bernie Sanders for president. Thank you and bless you.
Hi, Christine Preston.
Christine.
Archangel Michael has asked me to include this article as a work of disclosure because it will provide information and will have repercussions on cover-ups and beliefs relating to the dark forces conspiracies to create a false history, as well as to introduce erroneous views leading to racism, condemnation, destabilization of countries and political conflicts to eventually create chaos and destruction in the world, which could have sabotaged the ascension process. This disclosure is about the true face of Belgian colonialism, and it unveils the role of Kabanga in bringing civilization to the Congo. I have edited it and shortened it from the article I wrote and posted with the title Kabanga, Beyond the Myth on Unication.com on October 13, 2013.
The True Face of Belgian Colonialism and Cover Up at the Belgians Eradicated Slavery.
I was born of Belgian colonial parents in Kabanga. In 1945, my father signed a 25-year contract to work for the UMHK, the powerful mining union of Kabanga that did a good job of protecting its employees' safety, and was even criticized for being too paternalistic or